Blog Talk Radio.
Principle.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We have an amazing show for you tonight. I want to say hi. Welcome back. I celebrated Applause Radio Show's three-year anniversary by taking a very much-needed break. I needed one desperately. Haven't been doing this for the last 2 years. I don't know. The first year was a brief year. You know, when you don't have a body, you have everything. So, but tonight, we have had psychics on this show, but tonight I have met the true Earth Angel, and her name is Alex Angel, and she's going to grace us tonight, and I guarantee you guys are not disappointed. She has told me things that were going to happen, and they have. I can't mention what they are, unfortunately, and things are possibly going to happen, and they're in the works too. So I'm just amazed. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm so excited. Welcome everybody. And how are you, Alex? Thank you so much for joining us on Applause Radio Show.
Oh my God. Thank you for me and that amazing introduction. I'm telling you, my teeth are out of my mouth right now. I'm smiling so hard.
Oh, you kidding? You have no idea the smile you put on my face. When did we meet? About a week ago or 2 weeks ago? And Everything that you told me in the room has happened. I've already told you prior before we went on air what they are, and I just cannot believe it. Sound is okay, folks. We just had a really bad storm out here, so I'm hoping that you guys are okay. Board is lighting up like crazy. Before we take a call, Alex, let's let everybody know a little bit about you. I'm very curious to know, I never asked you this, but in 1997, who told you that you had the gift? Your bio says someone revealed to you that you had a gift. So who was
that? Yeah, it was a family friend. It was my sister's husband's cousin's wife, right? So this is like somebody like five people removed. And she said to me, she's like, you know, you're psychic, right? And I'm like, huh? And she's like, yeah, I mean, God, your energy is so strong. And I'm like, what are you smoking? And, you know, whatever it is, why aren't you sharing, right? And then kind of once it settled in, like the shock wore off, I actually started to kind of go back and connect the dots, you know, kind of going back and remembering the times when I would give advice to friends and the advice I would give would actually come to light. So once all of that started to kind of like click, I was like, holy crap, she's right. And then from there, you know, that Scorpio curiosity. Go ahead.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, even like not even the psychic medium part, but you just make people feel good. I mean, I was down in the dumps when I reached out to you, and you picked me up. I can't even tell you how much you picked me up. And I don't know if it's a Scorpio thing because we're both Scorpios, or I know it's definitely you. Just your presence, even though we weren't together, speaking to you, healed me. I can't even tell you. I mean, you're amazing. You're amazing. So,
thank you.
Would you like to do this? Would you like to? the board is lighting up crazy. So would you like them to ask one question, or how do you, or you want to just take the call and see how it flows?
Yeah, if people can kind of maybe introduce themselves and maybe ask a very generic, simple question, stay away from questions like, what do you see happening for me? Or do you have any messages? This universe is huge, okay? Mm. So any and everything could pop up. So it's best if people just are as very specific as possible and try to keep it at one question, because if we do have other callers, yeah, we want to kind of make sure everybody gets their questions answered.
All right. Well, how about we take the first call I called in for the 973 number? Let me hang on 1 second. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see who we have. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name?
It's Elena. Can you hear?
Yes.
Hi, Elena.
Yes.
Hey, Joanne, how
you doing? I'm going to mute myself so you can talk, okay? I'm going to mute.
You're breaking
ahead,
up.
Yeah, Joanne, you're breaking up. But hey, Elena, how can I help?
Is something good? I don't know what to say. I need what you said that I can't ask. What is the next 2 weeks hold for me? I don't know what to ask. I have so much.
No, it's okay. And that's quite all right, because I can't read your energy. For some reason, it feels like there's a lot of anxiety that's around you, but it feels almost like the good anxiety, as in excitement. If I were you, over the next 2 weeks, I would try to manifest my face off, okay? And that means ask for any and everything under the sun, because I just kind of feel like vibrationally you are on fire. Does that make sense?
I hope so. I hope so. One more thing before you go, anything? We had a tragedy, and we want to overcome it, and it changed the trajectory of our lives, and I just want to know if something good will come from the horrificness.
Yeah, what I'm also feeling, too, is that happened to cleanse you guys, believe it or not. It's almost like you're potting a plant, or you're trying to grow a plant, and the soil is infected or dried out, and basically you have to get rid of all of the soil, start over, fertilize it, put some fresh soil in there. So it's almost like things in your life were uprooted so new things can grow. So if I were you and your family or whoever was affected by this, I would accept it, right? That's the first part of healing, is accept it, acknowledge it, and try to get through it as best as you can, because only good things follow.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Angel.
You're calling in. Have a
Alex.
Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. All right. Who is the next one? This is the 914 area code. You're calling in for here. So you're on. What do you?
Yeah, Joanne, you're breaking up a lot.
Hello. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
No.
Not really.
Did you put yourself on speaker?
Is that better?
No, you sound far away.
How about that?
You sounded better when you said hello.
Much better.
Much better? Okay, thank you. Sorry, I apologize. I was wondering.
What's your name?
My name is Catherine. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I'm starting a new project, and I was just wondering how you see it going. If it'll be successful, is that specific enough?
It's very specific.
Okay.
I kind of feel passive energy. Are you excited about this new project?
I'm excited. I'm having computer issues, though, so I'm a little bit out of sorts. I actually need
okay.
to get a new computer, so I don't know if that's
okay.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel like you're not necessarily in alignment vibrationally with this project. So it's almost like anytime you go to work on it, we need your vibrations high. And anytime I say we, I mean myself and my angelic team. But I feel it's going to be very successful. Angels are also saying, too, it's going to expand. So I feel like it's going to grow. To me, it almost even feels domestic. So it looks as though it's going to cross state lines. Can you confirm that? Like, is this something interstate? Okay.
It's gonna
like spread like wildfire, by the way.
Wow. Ooh, yay.
What I'm also being told to tell you too, if for some reason it goes slower than you expected, don't worry about that. It's going slow because of the ground that it's covering. Does that make sense?
I see. Yeah. Like it needs to develop and it grow organically.
Basically, it's like it's spreading. So instead of like you pouring something out like straight down, it'll go at a higher rate. But if you take and like spill it on the table, it's going to spread out over the table before it actually hits the floor. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if it does that, don't worry. Yeah, don't get – I also kind of see you getting very anxious because it may go slow or you're not seeing the results you want. Just be patient.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Awesome.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much
for calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Oh, boy. I can't hear you very well. I don't know why. I hear everybody else fine. I'm not hearing you very well.
How about now?
A little bit better. It's 5:00.
Hello. Breaking up, Joanna.
There we go. Answer. Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Maria. I call it from New York.
Hi,
hey,
Maria.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can. How can I help?
Yes, I need a favor. See, I got to receive a settlement. You see, they say they're the biggest settlement. You see how soon they can be?
Maybe September 21st. Between September 11th and September
21st. They're going to be big?
The reason why... The reason why there was a delay, I feel like something got lost. Something was put on hold. It also feels like maybe somebody was out of the office or missing, and they had to wait for this particular person to come back. It feels like there was somebody a part of the case that was essential, that was not available, that we had to wait for this person to come back before the case can move forward.
I see.
It's going to be way more than you're expecting, by the way.
You mind if I ask something? You see me, so I'm going to travel, so I'm going to go overseas, and I want to buy a property near the water with this money.
Yeah, it was weird because I just got that you're going to leave the country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can buy a property over there?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
but
very
I'm
much.
I'm being told to tell you to make sure you manage it and watch it, that you just don't start spending, and you're not paying attention. So just make sure you're managing it very well.
Okay, thank you. My daughter, she's more tired than me. Me, I give everybody away.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Yeah, take a portion of it, put it away, and then only spend what you have left over.
That's why you're right.
There you
you're
go.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Maria, good luck, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, nice. Okay, let's grab a 609. Let's do a 609. 609 area code. This is you. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Hey, Alex. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Who are you? What's your name? Tell us about you.
This is Jennifer.
Hi,
hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
How can I help?
Hi, I was hoping to see if you had any messages for me from the Beyond.
Yeah, they're saying something like they're tired of you living the way that you're living. Do you know what they mean by that? They came right through, by the way.
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to use the word reckless, but they're saying it's out of character. Do you know what they mean?
I do.
Yeah. This person, to an extent, kind of held you in high regard. They're telling me to tell you they miss you dearly. They're telling me also to tell you that they see every tear that you drop, by the way. I feel like you miss this person.
I do.
Their passing is still fresh. You miss them that much. They're telling me to tell you that they appreciate how much you've been holding on to them. And I do literally almost mean that you have something of theirs that you hold so often. Can you confirm that?
Yes.
You do have something physical of this person's that you physically hold every now and then.
I have their ashes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but they're like, I'm not in there. I'm sorry. They get quite comical on the other side. They're telling me to tell you to keep the faith. They're telling me to tell you they know what you go through. They're telling me to tell you every time that you look up to look for them, that they're always there. This is a weird message, but they're saying something like, and mind your own business. That to me sounds like a need to want to be with them. And they're basically saying, no, you have more life to live. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying you can't go. I almost even see somebody sticking their shoe out or sticking the boot out almost to try to keep you on this side.
It's her slipper.
Aww. Yeah. And they're also saying, too, that they're surprised. I guess you're surprised. Somebody's surprised. But it's a good surprise. And they're also saying that you'll hear from us soon. I feel like you do hear them or whispers or some sort of breath or air near one of your ears.
It's really weird that you're saying that because, like, recently I've been waking up in the middle of the night and I've been hearing, like, sirens, but, like, there's no sirens. Like, I'm hearing things.
What's happening is they're waking you up, and in that groggy state, that lucid state, they can actually interact with you, believe it or not. Now, I know that's a little freaky to hear if you don't expect it, but also at the same time, you know, the dead of night, no pun intended, but around 3 a.m., 4 a.m.-ish, I don't know what it is about the planet, the plane that we live on, but I feel like that's when they can make the most contact. So I feel like you're being awakened because they're there and they want to make a physical contact even though they're in a pure energy state, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like I barely sleep like past 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's almost like they're waking you up so you guys can play. So you can, you know, you guys can kind of literally interact with each other.
Tell them to do it
during
the day. Sleep.
Say that again, Joanne.
I said, tell them to do it during the day. We need sleep.
Yeah, I can't keep waking up between like 1 and 3 every night.
Yeah, there is no such thing as 1 o'clock to spirit. It's all the same time. So they don't know. They don't care if you got to go to work. They don't care if you had a newborn. Playtime is playtime. Okay, we need to get on board, Jennifer.
I just want you guys all to know that Alex joined us for a special engagement. She can be with us every Wednesday this entire month, and you can catch her also on YouTube under Alex Angel Readings. Well, how can they find you, Alex?
On YouTube, I'm at Alex's Healing Tarot. And I'm also on Instagram at iam.alex.angel.
Perfect, perfect.
Well, everything you
have
said has been spot on.
Thank you.
So,
I wish you the best.
Have a good night, and listen with us all month, every Wednesday this month, and go check her out on her social.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, how sweet. Okay, so we've got, who do we got? Let's take, this next caller is a 408 area code. Let's see who we have here. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name?
My name is Craig. How you doing?
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, actually. Thank you.
No problem.
I don't have
a lot of numbers, by the way.
A lot of numbers. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't have those. But what's your question?
My question is, what about my inheritance? You know, am I going to get it?
You're
going
to have to fight tooth and nail for it. This is going to sound crazy because I feel like there is such a nervous energy inside of you that you won't get it. I need you to release that, right? Because that's actually preventing you or stopping you from getting it. And for some reason, I'm hearing the word spent. So are you sure that it's still available to you?
You know, there's a real estate involved, and there's also mineral rights involved. And if I'm correct, the people that died on before they died, so it goes to the kids, which I'm one of the kids. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it works, really. I just know that. See, other people, other parts of the family are trying to take things away that don't belong to them because it's been in their family for so long that they've got benefits from it from generation to generation. So it's not going to be easy, like you said, to get it from these people. But if it goes to the next one in line, then that should be me then.
You know what's weird, Craig? I'm being told to tell you to put a lien on the property. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm no real estate expert, but I'm being told to tell you to put a lien on the property, and here's why. If you put a lien on the property, and please research this, okay? But if you put a lien on the property, because say for instance you say there is a debt that's owed, or you know, something that's owed, and of course you're going to have to go through the system. Basically, the owners of the property are going to have to go to court and prove that this debt was either settled or paid off, comes rightfully yours. So I feel like a lien, and trust me when I tell you, this is pure energy coming through. They're saying try the lien process, speak with an attorney, ask him what your rights are, you know, your rights are and what your options are if you do put the lien on there. But I feel like that could be the quickest approach in getting the property or whatever assigned to you.
Well, the property has been vacant for quite some time now, and it's just looking like hell in the neighborhood. I mean, I'm sure the people are just like making their value of their property go down because of that property that no one's able to even touch it. There was a reverse mortgage put on the property, but then she died. And so the property's just sitting there still. And if if I don't know how come there's nobody's doing nothing with it, you know, and especially with the property going up so much right now.
And it's probably the bank, whomever the reverse mortgage, whomever that company is, especially with COVID, I'm pretty sure banks have several different properties on their list. So I feel like the paperwork, especially at the bank, whomever the reverse mortgage is or whomever has ownership over the home, it's there just gathering dust.
there's like
she's
you,
already
like
passed
you just
away.
Mentioned.
She passed away. There's no one alive except for the grandkids, which is I'm one of them. There's three of us. They're alive.
Yeah, you could
from each one of their children.
You're gonna first have to establish lineage if you go that route, right? You're gonna have to establish bloodline and things of that nature if you go that route. But I do feel that that route again is the tough battle and the tough fight in front of you.
Yeah.
Do you have a lawyer, Craig? Thing to do.
No, I don't have a lawyer. I didn't think I was going to need a lawyer. And I have one more question.
You will,
because
I feel like the bank is trying to make contact, but like you mentioned, there's nobody to make contact to.
I feel like they're
legally obligated to try to do something before taking it, you know, kind of keeping it, if you will.
This is the bank. The bank gets their money back from the reverse mortgage. They get their money back, and then there's going to be several, you know, maybe $300,000 left over after it's paid off, that part. So who gets that?
They're saying the heir, H-E-I-R, the heir.
That's me then.
So if that's you, that will be you.
Yeah. One more question. About
okay.
A lady in my life. Do you see anything about that?
Sorry. I don't. Her energy is. I'm not a fan of her energy.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting maybe some mental issues. Substance, maybe. Let me just be the straight shooter that I am. I feel like this particular person is kind of caught up in her own self, into her own life, and she feels very self-centered. She feels very all about herself. I also kind of feel like, to an extent, she wants to be able to make room for you in her life, which is weird to me that somebody would, you know, approach it that way. But I feel like she wants you to work harder, work more, or they're saying something about bringing something to the table. Does that make sense to you?
I got goosebumps on my arms and my hair standing up, so it must be something.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It doesn't. My hair doesn't stand up like that usually, so I'm like, wow, look at that. I'm even looking at it in the light.
Yeah. This is somebody who's a little bit insecure about relationships, too, afraid that they're going to end. So it's almost like she's definitely afraid to get in one because she's afraid it's going to end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I mean, thank you.
No problem.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for calling in. Of course, thank you. Let's take another caller. Good luck, Craig. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who else we got on the phone here. How about this? Let's see who we got. Who's been holding the longest here? 504 Erica. Picking you up. Here we go. Here
Hi.
We go. Welcome
thank
to Applause
you.
Radio Show. What's your name?
My name is Debbie. It's the first time I've called.
Hey,
Debbie. Thank you very
How's
much.
How's it going?
Appreciate you listening. Here for you.
I heard a little bit of the guy before, but not very much because somebody was talking to me. But my father just passed away about a month ago, and I don't know. His wife didn't like me. If there's anything I should do, or if she kind of locked up the inheritance because me and my sister are the only children he had, but. You know, that survived, but she just is not a kind person. I just even found out she was recording all my phone calls at the funeral. I mean, just
wow. So what's the question?
Do you see her allowing me to have anything from my father?
You guys are asking. You guys have some pretty interesting characters around you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm hearing,
And I apologize for saying this and saying it
it's
in
okay.
such a jovial or happy way, but the answer is no, but you're not going to have to worry about her too much longer.
That's kind of an odd thing, just that she'll be out of my life.
I just said you guys have some weird characters around you. They're also saying to me, too, she has issues. I don't know, I take this very seriously, but I don't know if this is Alzheimer's, early-set dementia. She's having memory issues.
I can believe that.
The reason why she keeps things locked up. Yes, the reason why she keeps things locked up is so she can remember where things are. But I do kind of feel like she's in and out right now. And, of course, I'm not a medical professional, not rendering medical advice. Have to say that legally. But I do kind of feel like you're not going to have to worry about it because I do feel like you're going to have a competency case against her soon. So don't try to fight now. Just kind of lay low because you'll have an opportunity soon.
Well, did she...
Okay?
Yeah, no, but why would she record my phone conversations? Like, she wasn't even allowed to go to
remember.
But remember what? It's just me talking to my dad. I always felt like I was a criminal around her.
I'm hearing so she can remember.
Really?
Oh, she was studying the recordings to... That was kind of weird. Why was she listening to those records? She wanted to remember. She wanted to remember who you were. She wanted to remember anything that you said to him. She wanted to know if, yeah, you were a quote-unquote enemy. I don't know if people are still using that term anymore. But, you know, it was almost like she was documenting. Yeah, she was kind of documenting to see if you were an ally or if you were an enemy.
She already treated me like an enemy.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I really do feel like so she can remember. So she can go over it and she can recall and she can, you know, kind of stay abreast as to what's going on. Do you know any of her children?
She had two that passed away at birth.
Oh.
Like she wouldn't even let me put a picture up of me at my dad's house, not even at the funeral. And there was a memorial to, you know, a child that passed at birth. And if he tried to give me $20 because I lived 2 hours from him, to get home for gas money, she would get it out of my hands. Like,
yeah.
That's who she was.
She was a miser. She was. But it was only because she grew up dirt poor. You ever hear the story of Oprah? Yeah, why Oprah doesn't like chewing gum? Is because when she grew up in Mississippi, they would share the chewing gum and store it and then share it because they were so poor. That was this woman's kind of similar upbringing. She had nothing. So she possessed anything she got. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but she put a wedge between me and my father that I blamed him for because he could have stood up to her and he never did. He never did. And me being, like you said, the other guy, his heir, I mean, nothing, you know, I'm going
to
get.
You need to let that go. You really do.
Well,
because your dad is not here, right?
Right.
But
right.
In all honesty, whatever it is that you want or need from him, that energy right there is going to keep you from it. Right?
Okay.
What I'm also hearing, too, is love your dad. And I'm sorry, y'all know I shoot from the hip.
That's fine.
You didn't do the greatest job at loving your dad either, okay? Let's keep it real. And this is your opportunity to now.
Yeah, I was scared when he walked in the room because he beat, you know, the shit out of us. So it was really hard to love somebody like that.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know?
But that's what he needed the most. That's what he needed the most.
Well, when you get hit enough, you kind of go the other way. I mean, you physically cannot be a punching bag, you know?
So let me ask you this. Have you forgiven him?
Yeah. In fact, he almost passed another time. And I said, you know, I forgave you. He cried. And he, you know, we did have a better relationship, but she would always mess it up. She would always get involved in a bad way, you know?
Okay. And would you allow that to keep you at a distance?
Yes. I had to I could still forgive him and not be in chaos and toxicity, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel like, in all honesty, there is some residue, right?
Sure, a little bit
of healing. Yeah. Because I feel like she became the second coming of your dad, right? So it's almost like
exactly.
you took things out on her, yeah, that, you know, might have been left over for your dad, from your dad. And that's the
whole...
She
was no peach.
You know,
she was not a peach.
No, I'm looking at her energy. I mean, the wig was crooked and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
She was... And she was a finance teacher. She tried to get every,
yeah.
you know, penny she could away from me and not even let me put up a photo of me. Like, I would give him a photo, and on the table, I'm his only, he is my sister, too. We couldn't even put a picture up. And she put it up of, like,
yeah.
she would get these faux relatives of her to be, like, a pretend son and all that, you know, parasites, basically.
Yeah.
And I shoot
yeah.
from the hip, too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I have this beautiful message for you, and
okay.
angels are basically saying, wait till you get a load of what has been left for you. You don't even know. Right? He came
no.
in, delivered his karma to you. You had to live that out. A debt
yeah.
that he imparted on you. The universe will redeem you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hate him. I don't even hate her because I'm free. I'm free from her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I should approach her or even do anything or just let it go. I mean, you know, the fact that she was recording my phone call. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say don't do anything and let it go, and it'll come to you. I can almost
okay.
guarantee that. I'm not supposed to, but I can almost guarantee that.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie,
okay.
thank you so
cool.
much for calling in. And Alex
thank
will
you.
Be with us again. As I mentioned, she'll be
thank
with
you.
Us every Wednesday this month.
You're
and
so
and check her out on her social. Thank you so much. Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, Alex, how you feeling? You up for more calls?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
I'm in my
All
element.
Right. Let's do next one is a 682 area code. This is you guys, whoever this is. Ready? Hi, welcome to a Applause
yeah.
Radio Show. What's
Hi,
your name?
Hi, how are you? Taran.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Taran?
You're on
Hi.
With Alex.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Alex. Hi, Taran.
How's it going? How you doing?
I'm so sorry, but I'm kind of like going in and I'm going in my car, but I wanted to call in, Joanne. Alex. I have a question. I got a couple of things going on, but last year I was advised to I would write a book or to start writing a book, and I started, but I've never finished that, and I would like to, so I'm not sure where that stands for me. And so, hello.
The story has changed. That's why you've never picked your pen back up. Your virtual pen, by the way. Because the story
okay.
has changed.
Okay.
I feel like there are different iterations of that story, too, by the way. I don't feel like it's just one story. It feels
no,
more
it's
not. So like, how do you say, when they have, like, several different books, like a volume?
Yes.
And this is going to sound crazy, but I'm also getting to that you should probably think about turning it into a screenplay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. It's kind of like a biography, mm-hmm. a little bit about my life or things like that. I'm not sure if it's more of a self-help, but I wasn't sure. But I was advised to do it, which I wasn't really sure it was something I was supposed to do. And then I guess I just kind of keep putting it off, and I don't want to put it off anymore. So I really wanted to know which way I should go and how do I keep myself focused on writing a book and making it a screenplay. So I'm not quite sure.
Angels are saying just take it in short doses, right?
Okay.
When you feel inspired, just bang out a chapter or two.
Okay.
When you don't feel inspired, don't write. When you feel
okay.
inspired again, bang out a chapter or two, right? Do
okay.
it in small spurts, because I feel like psychologically, and when I say psychologically, I mean the things that you are telling yourself. Psychologically,
mm-hmm.
when you sit down, you think you're going to bang out 10 chapters, right?
Yes.
And I feel
yes,
like psychologically,
yes.
yeah, you need to limit that to two. Like, I'm good for two, and then I'm done.
Right.
And
okay.
when you
yes.
get that two out, what it's going to do is it's going to build your confidence, and that's going to help you bang out the rest of those chapters. I'm also being told to tell you to be as, to be very honest. Don't sugarcoat anything in this biography. Be very honest. Because
okay.
I
be
feel
honest,
like there are some secrets that you probably have never told anybody.
Absolutely. That's true. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is
mm-hmm.
absolutely true. I have not. I guess that's the Scorpio
mm-hmm.
in me. So I'm willing to do that. So that's kind of where I was, and I, like I said, I think I don't know, I just feel like it's something I'm supposed to do, nothing that I wanted to do, but I think in life I'm supposed to do it. So that's kind of how I've been feeling about it, and I just kind of putting it off, but I'm excited and ready to get it started and keep pushing until I can get it done. So,
well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh,
the reason why you're putting it off is because you have to bear your soul.
Yeah.
And you don't
want to
do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not
fun. I've cried. Some of the chapters, just, I mean, it made me cry and just kind of dig deep into my soul and just, it made me so emotional that I had to pull away. You know, I had to stop because I wasn't sure how to continue. But it's really soul searching and digging deep into a lot of wounds, a lot of triggers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why I'm putting it away. Yes, absolutely. I totally
yeah.
agree. So
yeah.
I just want to
yeah.
keep moving forward and moving forward with that. But I'm sorry, there was a second part. I am currently, I just kind of started I'm kind of in the process of starting my business of a notary signing agent. And I kind of put some things on hold because actually I'm looking for a car now because my car, I'm very frugal when it comes to money. And I really didn't want a car payment, but I know I'm really needing to purchase a car, and I'm very hesitant in doing so. And I've gotten approval for a car. I just haven't made myself go and get one. I am looking up. I just don't want a car payment, but I think I'm going to have to.
So the question
okay.
is?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I mean, should I
it's
pay
in
cash?
There somewhere.
I mean, I'm starting this business. I don't know if I should just get the car up under the business, or should I just go ahead and get the car and just take the loan that I have for the car and look for a car, and I'm going to have a car payment, which I don't want. I'm very frugal when it comes to that.
Let me explain something to you. So you mean to tell me you are about to start a business where you will have clients or customers who will pay you, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
But you don't want to invest in yourself? You don't want to pay yourself?
No. I don't want to pay myself. I know I need to get a car, and I know it will be part of my business. It will help
Bebe,
me be able to.
Watch,
say it again?
Watch that energy. Watch that
yes.
energy. The universe
yes.
is real freaking nosy.
Okay?
Go on and
yes.
get the car. Get your car note. You won't have it for long. I'm hearing you'll
okay.
probably pay it off in about 2 years. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's really the more important question because I don't think it's frugality. I don't think it's being frugal. I think it's just downright fear.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
God, what if I do this? I commit, and then I can't pay for it. Stop.
Yes.
Because you're opening a business based on this energy? No, wrong. Okay? Go ahead and
yeah.
take the leap of faith, right? Get the
yeah.
car, right? Of course, this is advice. You could do what you want. I'm supposed to say that legally. But
okay.
get the car, right? But the suggestion is to get the car. And not only that, I feel like once you kind of make that kind of universal sacrifice, the universe
yes.
is going to rain down business on you, okay?
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So stop
yes,
with
ma'am.
The fear.
Yes.
Stop with the fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
okay,
thank you so much for calling and good luck. And
thank
get writing that book. Take
yes,
care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Ms. Joanne. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Next call is 678 area code. Let's see who we got on the line
hey,
here.
Hey!
Hang on. Hey, welcome to the radio show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel.
Hello.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Tara. Hey, can you
hey.
Hear me,
Tara?
Yes,
hey.
Ma'am.
Hey, how you doing, hey. Alex?
I'm good. She representing A-Town, Atlanta.
Yes,
how can
I am.
678, yep.
How can I help?
I'm calling. I want to know how my business is going. How is my business going to continue to grow?
You have a boom coming up.
so this is weird. Y'all have to forgive me on some of these references, but that's how my angels communicate with me. I'm hearing a birth as in childbirth, right? So it's almost like you have birthed this business. And right now it could feel a little uncomfortable because you might have been used to your 9-to-5 and, you know, the money fluctuates. But once that baby is out, once your business is up and running, it just grows and grows and grows and grows. The thing that angels are kind of making me aware of about you is you cannot doubt, right? You absolutely cannot doubt, because you and God gave birth to this beautiful idea or creation. So it was only birthed to grow. So you have to always remember that. They're also saying to me, too, I feel like COVID, I don't know if that's a concern of yours, if that's going to affect your business, but I'm hearing that it won't.
Okay. And that was my concern because, you know, I'd be at a lot of nursing homes transferring to and from the doctor's office, so that was my concern.
Yeah. I don't feel that being a concern. And how many vans do you have?
I have two.
That's what they showed. They're also saying your reach is going to expand. So as an example, if your prime area that you're working in could be like the Atlanta area, I'm seeing that fan out over into even Alabama. So I do kind of feel like you're going to start to take on interstate transportation. I don't even know if that's possible in your business, but that's also
what it is,
transportation. Yeah, and they're also saying to maybe start to offer that as a service, as in, I hate to say this way, but transporting people from state to state. Just think about offering that maybe as like a VIP service, because I do feel like there is a sales channel there. There's an opportunity to grow your business even more.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan to me.
It does to me, too. I mean, I love an expansion. All right. Thank you so much, Tara, for going into three.
How can I ask this?
Just asking in a minimal way.
What should I do? Should I go ahead and end Arby's, or should I let them end me? If that makes sense.
You're going to eventually have to end them, but it's not time.
Okay.
They're not going to let you go. That's what I just heard.
I feel like I'm going back to work.
Yeah, I feel like if, God forbid, if anything happened to you, girl, they would cater to your wedding. If you got married, they would cater your wedding. If you had a child, they would be, you know, throw your baby shower. They want to be a part of your life. You need to stop trying to quit us. This is what I'm hearing.
So we're playing out until the end.
Yeah, until your business takes off and you absolutely cannot give Arby's their time. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Well,
thank
Tara,
you.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to start listening to your show more often.
Oh, good. You'll enjoy it. We have a lot of good guests. Yeah, we got a lot of good guests, like Alex.
Okay. I downloaded it and everything on my computer and my phone, so I will be listening.
Well, thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller is in the 210 area code. Let's see who we got on the line. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Shanice. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Hi. Hello. Hey, Alex. I love your YouTube channel. I feel like every time you say something, I'm like, Alex, I don't want to. But then you say, the Scorpio babies, you got to. I'm like, ah. So.
Girl, if I could reach out through that camera,
I'm telling you, I feel it. I always feel it.
Me too. That's how I fell in love with her. I found her on YouTube myself, and I'm addicted.
Addicted.
Thank you.
Anyways, so I've actually just gotten out of a marriage, and, well, I call him my ex, but he's not really my ex because we've never really been in a relationship. We have, like, I feel like we have this connection over the past 15 years. But anyway, so I guess I'm just wondering, like, what's that energy and if I should really follow it?
Rebound. Unfinished business. This, yeah. So you mean you just got out of a marriage and there was mm-hmm. somebody else who is coming back around?
Yeah. He never really left.
Yeah. It's unfinished business. And I feel like coming out of the marriage, you are your current self, right? But you have to morph at least about two times is what I'm hearing. So you have to evolve, let's say, two steps or two levels. This particular person who's coming in, they're coming in to fill your tank with gas to make sure you can get through the next couple of phases of your evolutionary path. Now, I need to be clear about something, because anytime I say something and it sounds very segmented, very temporary, there's always the question, well, do you see me winding up, or could this turn into something?
I'm not really sure I see that.
Yeah, it feels temporary to me, but the answer is always yes. It's just heavily dependent on free will, yours and that person's. But it feels very temporary, but it feels very significant. I do feel like this is somebody who's going to help you to blossom. And Angel's just laughed at me because I feel like you know what that means.
Yes, because I read it in our industry chart. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're giggling over here. But okay.
Because you should see me right now. I'm like in a ball.
Yeah, oh, God.
They're constantly laughing at me. Okay.
Yeah, just
all right, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right, you guys have a good night. Bye.
You too. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Oh, boy, you need a breather?
No, let's keep going. I could read, girl, I could read a whole work shift.
All right, let's see.
I am very seasoned.
Let's see who
How
we got on the line.
How are you doing?
Let's see. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What name? And want to say hi to Alex? You have a question? This is the 862 code. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
All right.
862 ending in 3561. Do you have a question for Alex? Hello.
All right. Maybe take another caller.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to say, this is crazy, Alex. My phone, after listening to everybody call, I got something popped up over my phone. It was someone telling.
Uh-oh, I think we lost you.
iPhone.
You're breaking up.
I'm breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Am
Very
I breaking
badly,
up?
By the way.
Really?
Not now.
I'm
Stay
so
right there.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
You're still breaking up, but I can hear you some.
That's so weird. Saying was, as listening to everybody, you talking to everybody, something popped up on my phone for me to get an app, and it was a picture of God on it. And, as we're talking,
that is not crazy. That's the universe, baby. That is freaky, though.
Looking crazy. Not here. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex. Do you have a question? Well, we lost that call, too. I wonder why we're losing all these calls. Anyway, so we pretty much hit everybody for now, but that two calls, they dropped. Like maybe they were holding too long. I don't know, but I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. And Alex, I wish I could read you and give you good news.
Oh, honey, you did the day you sent that email. So thank you. I really enjoyed it, and I thank you so much. And do you have any questions for me?
Oh, God, for me. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't really talk about it on the air. I can't talk about it on the air.
Everything is still on track. I see the pit in your stomach, the anxiety. They're talking about your eating habits. How's your eating?
Normal, I guess.
Okay, so fruits and vegetables, things of that nature?
No, definitely not.
Okay. I'm hearing with not necessarily the amount of stress, but more so activity, especially that you're placing on your brain, it would be helpful if you started to eat more foods that are good for your brain.
I need brain food.
Yeah, they're also telling me to tell you to breathe through your nose more often if you can, because that, of course, sends oxygen directly to the brain. Just a small little message.
Well, I could use all the help I can with my brain, that's for sure. I got so much on it. It's crazy. It's crazy. I think I told you I took a month off from the show because I just needed a break. I mean, constantly going with a family, a full-time job, and the show. And like I said, my body is not the same as it used to be. I'm not the machine I used to be. So this 862 is calling back. You want to see if we could grab him?
Sure, absolutely. It'd be the last call.
Oh, they hung up. They hung up. There and they hung up. So I don't know. But
okay.
I don't know. For me, let's see. What's my mother thinking about today? What's my mom thinking about today? She thinking about me?
Yes. I feel like she caught you doing something. She's saying, I can't believe you did that. Do you know what that is?
Caught
it feels like something
stuff.
Very kinky, like it sounds a little weird. But
ask her the question. Ask you about passing.
What?
Do we have somebody on the line?
What did she say? She caught me doing something kinky.
Kinky, like she saw, I don't know. She was amused by something that you did. It was almost like you expressed yourself when normally you wouldn't. It almost even feels like you're maybe the type of person who tries to keep the peace, try to hold it in, because I don't want to start World War 14, so I'm going to keep it to myself. But I feel like there was something that you did that was like, oh, screw it. And she's acknowledging that she was there, and she just got a chuckle out of it.
She's also saying something.
Yeah, I mean, it may hit you on the bathroom visit at like 3 o'clock in the morning, like, oh. But she's also saying something too about you, your happiness. She wants to see you smiling more. Like life feels like a chore for you right now. And I know that you have great things going on in your life. But I feel like she wants to see you enjoy your life a lot more. She's telling me to tell you that you'll always be her heart. She always gestures her heart when she talks about you. She's all, you know, kind of also saying like you're the love of her life. She's telling me to tell you that she does miss you as well. And she's saying she'll be there soon to tuck you in. Did she tuck you in when you were younger?
We used to sleep together. We were poor,
well,
man.
I
had to share a bed with her. My grandmother called me a tit baby. We slept in the same bed.
Yes.
Well, we have another caller. Let's see who's on the phone. This is the 862 area code. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? Hello.
This phantom caller.
Tell it to me.
Hello? Oh, this is Sherry, Alex. How are you, Sherry?
Good.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you? I've been listening to this show. I'm actually JoJo's sister, Joanne's sister.
Did you hear what she said? She said, Mommy caught me doing something kinky. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know.
Not kinky. Not kinky. Chinky. Chinky.
Chinky?
Yeah. It was just something like out of character.
Spell the word.
I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you. It feels like you flipped somebody off. Right?
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah. I do that all the time. Anyway, well, Sherry, what's your question for Alex? I don't want to take the time up from anybody else. What's your question for Alex?
Oh, no, I don't really have a question because I don't really want to, like, to talk about my personal stuff on the radio. But since I was listening to the show, I just wanted to say that I thought you were awesome, and I feel like I want to meet you.
Isn't she amazing?
Okay.
Yes, and
let's do it.
I've talked to a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums. It's kind of my thing. I love doing it. And but you sound like somebody I would really love to do a reading with.
Amazing. You don't want to hear what Mommy has
Thank
to say
you so
to you?
Much.
Why don't you hear what Mommy has to say to you real quick?
If Mommy has something to
say. She's saying
to
something
say
about your hair. Did you do anything recently with your hair?
Oh, God, I've been doing all kinds of crazy things with my hair.
She said she likes it when it's up.
She likes it when it's
yeah.
up?
Yeah,
well,
she likes the updo.
Well, believe it or not, I had an updo for a long time, and right now I've just got my hair cut kind of short, and no one in my family seems to like it one bit.
Yeah, so that's Mom's way of saying, hey, go back to what you like.
Since I do have you on the line, I would like to know if somebody else would like to speak to me. My mother-in-law, Therese, I miss her dearly. She passed 5 years ago. She was like my own mother to me since my mom died when we were so young.
Yeah. She's very happy to be here with you, by the way. She's another one who grabs her heart, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe that I'm getting this opportunity to speak with her again. Oh, my God, she's starting to run her mouth. Was she a talker?
Yeah.
Like, talk fast, and you would ask her a question, and she would tell you everything she did?
Yes.
What
you would also
yeah.
tell you
okay.
what you should do.
Mm-hmm. She's just so happy she's here that you're here and she's okay. Do you have any messages for her? Tell her I love her. I just love her. They're giving me an accent now. Tell her I miss her. I seen what she did with the place. Oh, I guess she would critique your home, your design. Sound like her?
No, not really. No, she never criticized me. She loved me the best.
Yeah,
she criticized
you.
Her son, not
Your...
you.
Okay, because yeah, she always had something to say to make things better. All you need to do is this. I'm just saying. She was very opinionated. I'm kind of getting. She's telling me to tell you that she misses you dearly. She was like, oh, we got so much to talk about. Did you guys ever plan a trip or did she ever want to go somewhere in her life? Kind of like Paris or anywhere?
She wanted to go to Hawaii.
Okay. Because I feel like she's wanting basically to give you a report or like a rundown of all of the places that she's seen since she has passed away. She said, you need to go. I don't know if you've ever been to Paris, but she's talking about the Eiffel Tower. You would love it. She kind of feels like she was very, she was full of life. Like she had this zest for life to an extent. She's saying something about being creative. That's what it is. So she's talking about, say, for instance, if you ever traveled anywhere, and you may say something like, oh, well, now's not a good time. She's saying, listen, you're going to have to get creative so you could just go. But it's almost like she's sending the message that you need to,
She's telling me to tell you not to take this life too seriously, because when you pass on, it's almost like she's saying the afterlife is something that's completely unimaginable. She's telling me to tell you, and this feels like advice somebody was going to give her. It's something like if you don't wind up doing all of the things that you want to do in life, she says don't worry about it, right? And I feel like she's giving that advice because maybe you, Sherry, are always maybe talking about how I need to do this more. I would love to do this. Can you confirm?
Yeah. I always say that, and I never do it.
Yeah. She's saying don't worry about that because she says it's so beautiful here. You would love it. It's almost like she's wanting to invite you and take you on a tour.
Yeah, probably wants to tell me all about it.
Yeah, she's pointing to a female child. This one, I don't know if this female child has blonde hair. She feels younger, maybe 4 or 6 years old. Does she have a grandchild, great-grandchild in that age range?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. Not on any of her other kids either?
Not that young.
She's referring to somebody as her baby doll. That's what it is. So it's almost like she pet somebody and treated somebody like her baby doll.
Yeah, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, yes. My daughter spoke to you earlier, and she wanted to speak to her grandmother. And she did come through to her. My daughter was the one who said she wakes up in the middle of the night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And my mother-in-law, her grandmother, her, like, her own baby. And my daughter
missed the baby doll
so terribly. Like, she still misses her every single day. Was, like, her own mother.
Yeah. And you know what's weird about that is that she wanted that information to come through so you guys knew she still feels that way about her, but then also, too, she is strongly and heavily trying to maintain that connection with her, which is why your daughter is waking up, because your mother-in-law is waking her up because she misses her and she's trying to make contact with her. So that's amazing, by the way.
Well, that makes total sense. But like Joanne said, if you have time for another caller, I don't want to hold you up. I was just listening to the show, and then I was like, no, I have to say hello to her because she sounds amazing.
Oh,
yeah, she was
thank
texting
you so
me.
Much.
She was texting me. She's texting me. I want to say hi.
I'm supposed to be watching the Whitney Houston special that's on right now, but instead I've been listening to the show the whole time.
Well, if Alex,
thank
if you,
you
don't mind, if I
meeting.
Give Sherry your information, maybe you could do a private reading with her sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we could
absolutely.
Do that. Joanne could give me the information. So if you guys have time, I'll let you take another caller. And I'll hang up.
Perfect.
You want
to
take another call, Alex?
Thank you. I think I'm done. Do we have anybody else holding?
Yeah, there's one more. You want one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right, hang on, Sherry. Listen to the show. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. All right, here we go. Let's see who we got on the phone. This caller is from the 432 area code. Hi, welcome to the Applause Radio Show. What's your name? And you're talking to Alex. How are you? Hello?
Hey, I'm not saying
nothing.
Hi, Shannon. Come on,
Shannon.
Hello?
Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question for Alex, Shannon?
I
didn't have a question. I just wanted to hear the conversations that was going on.
Yes, she does. She has a question. She says, can you just give her a general reading? She says,
okay, I'll take a general reading.
It has to be a question.
I don't have any questions. I just wanted to hear the conversation.
Who was that in the background?
It's my friend. She the one gave me the number to log in.
Okay, why she think you have a question? What question she want to ask on your behalf?
Yeah, right.
See,
She said she spoke to you earlier. That was Serene.
Okay, let me talk to Serene real quick. Look,
it's going down. It's going down.
We don't read by association.
Alex, you spoke to me earlier today.
I know. Why do you feel she got a question? What question you feel she need answered? Let me get you. You be her proxy.
Well, she has a lot of questions to be answered. She's just afraid to ask them. So I spoke to you earlier, and she's like, "Who are you talking to? What are you listening to?" Da, 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 da. So I said, "You need to call in, and you can ask the question for yourself." And she has some questions. I think she's just kind of being shy about it. So yes, she does.
Okay, but
can you kind of? Can you give a general read to her?
Okay, here.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Okay, hi, Alex. Sorry, I didn't have a question, but since I'm on the phone now, okay, I'll ask. So what does it look like as far as my professional journey goes? Right now I'm battling back and forth on whether or not to just quit my job, walk away from it and everything else. But the smarter side of me says don't do it. But then there's the other side. I've been with this company for 10 years. My other company I was with for 20 years. So, and it's like every day it's a struggle.
Your head ain't right.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, basically, if you left this job and got another job making more money, you would probably hate that new job more than you hate this job. Right? So when you say to yourself, I want to quit.
Go ahead.
Whatever the situation is, right? Whatever is wanting you to quit, basically, if you kind of moved on, that same mindset will still be with you. Does that make sense?
It does. But, okay.
Can I be real with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I be real with you? You don't want to be bothered right now. Okay? I'm getting like, leave me the hell alone.
Go ahead. That's true in a sense. That's true in a sense. But, okay, so, like I said, I've been with this company for 10 years. I've been looked over for a position three times, but each time I've had to train the person that they put into the position. Then after the third time, they moved me up under a person who is solely unprofessional. She's rude, not just to me, but to everybody else, but I'm the only person to have to report to her. She's nasty. I reported her three times and nothing. You know, she's good for a little bit, and then she's right back to the same old person. And I think that's my biggest frustration. Like I said, it's not the job itself, because the work is not hard at all. It's easy work. It's just the person that I have to deal with on a regular basis. And that's what makes me want to just get up and walk out. She talks to me like I'm her 3-year-old child or whatever. And when I become unprofessional with her or get on her level, then I'm reprimanded by the upper management.
Mhm. I got to dig in your pockets real quick, and I apologize, okay, because I have to pull some stuff out of you, right? I have to help you heal just a little bit.
Okay.
In your childhood, tell me about other times in which you were passed up for something.
Oh, I come from a family of 14. I'm number 11 in my household. So I was passed up for a lot of things, but I was okay with that.
So it's become a way of life, right?
Basically.
Okay.
But should it be? Should it have to be?
Hell no. No, you were conditioned this way. Right? So here's the thing. What do we need to tell her? They're saying something about cracking your shell, as in rebirthing or being reborn again. Angels are saying you are out of practice when it comes to taking the lead, right? You're excellent at following direction, but may not be the greatest at taking the lead. Change that energy field around you and start taking the lead more often. Now, by the way, taking the lead does not mean leave this job and go find
another job where you're going to follow great instructions at that next job, right? That's what we were talking about in the beginning. This one is taking the lead. How about you apply for some manager positions? That's really what you need to do.
I'm also hearing.
Okay, not in this company. No. At this company. Because what's happening is you are, what is the word? You are exploiting your comfort zone, right? So it's almost like, okay, I'm already here, right? Oh, yeah, there's a new position there, so let me comfortably move into that position. No, angels want you to apply for manager positions. As a matter of fact, going forward, if you have applied for anything ever in your whole life, it better be a manager's position. You have to come out of this mind state of substandard. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Not only that, but angels. Okay. And what happened?
I wanted to change profession. So
it was uncomfortable. Was it uncomfortable in that position for you?
I was there for almost 20 years, like I said, but the reason why I changed, because of the hours. I needed something more stable.
Let me ask you something. In that manager's position, was it uncomfortable for you to be in that manager's position?
No, not at all. I love that position. I love the company that I was with. The only thing was I had to switch jobs because of the hours that I had to work due to the fact that I was having to help my son with his child because he got cussed at his son, and so he needed help. And so that's why I changed.
So sacrificial. Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel like, again, there's this energy of kind of like she's already been in the manager. They're saying she doesn't hold on to it. She's used to giving up her spot for somebody else. So that's why, to an extent, it's almost like sometimes you become a stepping stone, like a step for somebody else to kind of, quote, unquote, move up. Angels are saying when you stop sacrificing yourself, you will then be the next person. You'll be the next person in line for that position. So it's almost like the positions that you want, whether it's at this company or another company, we're saying to you, you can have it, but we don't want you to sacrifice it for anybody else or for anything else. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So it's almost like you get into these positions, or to an extent you get what it is that you want. But then after a while, you're always willing to give it up and let it go. And we're saying to you, yeah, kind of change that energy. Because I do kind of feel like these positions are for you specifically, but we don't like the fact that you just give them up and give them away to an extent. So with you creating that energy of giving them up and giving them away, the universe is right there in front of you doing the exact same thing. The position that you want is given up or given away. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so the universe is just playing follow the leader, and you're the lead.
I get that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your advice, and I'll definitely take heed of it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'll tell you, folks, if you don't know, Alex is not only, like I mentioned earlier, a psychic medium, spiritual healer. She's a certified life coach, an empath healer, a light worker, an ordained minister, a 5D psychic. What is a 5D psychic?
I'm looking at their situations from past, present, previous lifetime, up, down, left, right, any angle I can look at that energy, I'm looking at it. So not
Damn.
Just one, two, three, or four dimensional, but every last angle.
Wow. A Reiki master, energy healing and Reiki, psychic training. You offer psychic training, psychometry reading.
Psychometry.
Yep. Regression therapy, spiritual awakening coaching, spiritual life coaching. And as I mentioned earlier, folks, when I met Alex, I was really down in the dumps. I was going through some stuff. And, yeah, I was actually considering giving up the show because it just, it's, I love doing it. And it started not being fun anymore because it was so much work, and it was very hard on me and painful. And I spoke to her, well, we speak 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. And I mean, she just snapped me right out of it. And I can't thank her enough for that. Thank you enough, Alex, for being on the show tonight. You're amazing. And my God, thank you so much. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. And for those of you who have listened in, maybe we're afraid to call in. She'll be back next Wednesday and the following Wednesday. Get your questions together and be ready this time. Because, you know, we had a few calls tonight that didn't really know what to ask you, you know. So I don't know. We have one more call. I don't know if you want to take it or you want to see them on next Wednesday.
One call, one question, and I'm out of here. And thank you so much, Joanne. It was an absolute pleasure. But yeah,
oh God, the pleasure was all mine. Yes, the pleasure was all mine.
Let's close this out on a good note.
Let's see who we got. Let's see who we got. Let's see. Hi, welcome to the Laws Radio Show. You're on with Alex. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and my question is, I'm just wondering if I got any message for the greater good for myself or for other people from my guides.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Which is what you never want to hear a psychic answer with, right?
Hey, that's all right.
Ask me a more specific question.
Okay. What kind of work do you see me doing in the future?
Healing work. Do you have any messages from your greater, from your guides or the universe? They're telling me to tell you they're very proud of you. They're telling me that they smile down on you. They say you have a heart of gold. They don't make hearts like yours anymore. They're saying something like you need to share it more with the world. Your level of compassion is unheard of. I also feel like Reiki, healing touch, saying something about a spiritualist. I know spiritualist is sometimes defined as a medium. I feel like you just live in that subconscious space. Can you confirm any of that?
Yes, all of that. All of the above.
Okay.
I'm on my way to trying to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the times we as humans, you know, in this whole, with this whole control thing, we want or think that we are actually involved in creating our own destinies, and we're really not. We're just, the only thing a lot of the times that we have to do is just put five toes in front of five other toes, as in take that first step. And I feel like for you specifically, that's all you need to do. I'm hearing specifically the world is waiting for you. We just need you to kind of move around. I feel like you hear, right, clairaudience. I feel like you are guided. The only thing left is for you to move. We'll do the rest. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I like your trust. I feel like you have a lot of trust and a lot of faith. Can you confirm?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I'm also being told to tell you that you're going to be all right. I don't know.
Thank you.
I feel like only you know what that means.
Okay. Yes.
That's great.
Do you know what they mean by that?
I assume it's that I am going to start hearing, and because I've been, you know, praying for that and asking for that and setting an intention for that, because I know I'm getting messages, but I can't necessarily interpret them yet. And I keep asking for them to be clearer, louder, something like that. And so I think that's what I'm hoping that's what they mean.
Typically, my messages come in as blocks of energy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if you were going to build a house, I'm getting all of those supplies in one fell swoop. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's up to me to separate the plumbing from the framework, from the cement and the electrical. Right. It's up to me to kind of slice and dice that stuff out. So I'm saying that to say I am naturally dyslexic. So my angels will bring me pictures, right? They'll also use movies or songs or experiences that I've had in my life as reference points. So if you're looking for that Laurence Olivier, hey, go over here tomorrow, that's not what this is. This is when you wake up in the morning, there's a song on the radio, and the words resonate like crazy. That's your message.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've had a couple little things like that, like prophetic kind of things, and so I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
And just follow the guidance. Everything that I know came from angelic guidance, not this world.
Okay.
And they used to give me some really stupid stuff to do. Oh, go to Target and go look for some shoes, but don't buy any. And I'm like, what? And when I got to Target, there was an older woman who I fell into conversation with, and she needed me, and I was there in that moment, and that's why they needed me there in that moment. But when I first understood it, or when I first heard it, made no sense on the no sense in the world. So be careful about questioning. It's more so about following guidance, because the more you follow, the more clearer they will become.
Okay. Thank you for taking
makes
one
sense
more call.
To me. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and check us out all month. We have Alex coming on the next two Wednesdays of the month if you want to call back. So, and also check her out on her social on YouTube, Alex's Hearing Tarot, and Instagram, iam.alex.angel. Thank you so much. Have a good night, okay? Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you, Joanne.
No, you're not hanging up yet. One more minute. I think I might have found my cheeky. I think I might have found my cheeky moment. Cheeky, as in C H E E K Y.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if this is cheeky, but I could see my mother saying to me, "I cannot believe you just did that." Well, with all this Karen shit going on, right? I say to myself, "God, I wish a Karen would around me," right? So, I'm in the store. I'm getting lottery tickets, something my mother would do too. And the machine's broken. It broke down in the middle of me buying a lottery ticket. So I'm waiting patiently. I didn't say a word. And the line's building. Everybody's getting pissed off, blah, blah, blah. So this man standing there, he wants to play too. And he comes over and I couldn't believe it. He wasn't a Karen. He was a Ken, okay? Whatever you want to call the guy, whatever.
Oh, my God.
He goes, "I just want a Powerball ticket." I said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "I'm standing here. This is I'm being waited on. The machine is broken. I want a ticket, too, you know?" Oh, my God. He went off on me. "F you, lady. Shut the F up, lady." I said, "Who the F do you think you're talking?" I went ballistic. I got home. My family says, "Are you crazy?" I said, "I had my cane. I would have beat the shit out of the motherfucker." Part of my friends. I just couldn't believe it. I said, every day I sit home, I say, "I wish a Karen would when I see all this crap, seeing what's going on. And I just wish somebody I'd be around it when it went down and it happened to me." So that could have been my cheeky moment. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, no, that was it, because the whole time you were telling that story, I'm just sitting over here cracking up. And when she said that, she was like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that," right? Like, this humor that kind of came over her. But I really do feel like the reason why she kind of pointed that out is to, you know, also teach you and show you how your words have power.
Oh,
right?
Man, I may be crippled, but I'll still mess a mother up. I'm telling you, I got no time to play.
Oh, girl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, girl.
I don't know who people
get my golf cart and start running people over.
I can't believe who people think they are. Who the hell do you think you are? I mean, these people, I just don't get it. Anyway, beautiful girl, Alex Angel, thank you so much.
You.
I love you. I can't wait to see you back on next Wednesday. Thank you so much. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. speaking to Alex, getting to know Alex, go check her out on YouTube and Instagram. And join us again on, what date is that? Hold on, let me grab this calendar.
18th?
Can't grab it. Yep, Wednesday the 18th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Call in to 646-478-0999 and give Alex a call and get to know her and love her like we all have. And I mean, I've made a friend for life here. I love you to death. You're wonderful. I can't thank you enough for coming into my life. And I just can't wait to have you back on the show. And we'll talk before then anyway.
Absolutely. And I love you back, girl.
Thank you, honey. Have a good night, everybody. Alex Angel, thank you so much, Alex. Have a wonderful evening, and we will talk very soon. Take care, honey. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Oh, man. Yeah, I had to change the time, guys, the 9:30. It's easier for me a little bit to do it a little later. So I had to change my hours to 9:30 instead of 8. So I hope it's not an inconvenience for you or our guests. We've got some great guests coming up this month, too. Again, Alex will be back every Wednesday this month. And if you can't wait till Wednesday, go check her out on YouTube at Alex's Healing Tarot. And Instagram, iam.alex.angel. And she's amazing. Again, the things that she's told me have come true and are coming true. So just amazing, amazing. So, my friend Michael Shebak will be back on the 13th on Friday. Can't wait to talk to him again. He's got a great books out right now. I think he's the answer to everybody moving on in this country. So Michael will be joining us on the 8th to discuss his books. The 6th, I don't have it in front of me. He's going to kill me. Anyway, he'll be back. And then on the 15th, James and Rebecca Grenier, I think, is joining us. I apologize for the dog snoring in the background. We had a bad storm here, and I have a dog that cannot handle the storm, and he's been here the whole time, and I've been muted so that you guys couldn't hear him. So the poor thing, he's a mess. So, yeah, we had a horrible, horrible thunderstorm here. And then the 18th, Alex will be back. Alex Angel at 9:30. Dee Wallace will be with us. Finally, we're going to get Dee back on. She was supposed to join us a couple months ago, and we had to reschedule. She'll be on, I think it's 8 p.m. I'm not sure. Dee is a fabulous actress, a wonderful person. You know her probably from Cujo. She played the mom. She's been in everything. I just actually saw her in a movie the other night. I'm looking for the title of it. I've got it right here. I watched it the other day. It was a great, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm sorry. It was a great movie. I can't wait to let Rick Sudi Karatash know how much I loved it. Walk a Mile in My Pradas. He sent me the movie. It was really cute. Dee was great in it. They were all great. It's a really cute movie. It was fabulous. I can't wait to talk to her about it. It was a lot of fun. And then I can't see. I wrote this in pencil. I can't see. Dr. Bell will be with us the 22nd. And Alex will be back on the 25th. And Steve Peters will be with us on the 26th. And we may be, another change to the show is possibly not doing any shows the first week of the month and the last week of the month. That is TBD, to be determined right now. But it's a way for me to handle things a little better. So also, our YouTube channel is in the process of being updated, and you'll be able to find anything and everything about me there. Other than our website and actually music videos too. And I've got a couple things coming up. Some songs are going to be releasing soon. Working on that. And what else we got going on the YouTube channel? Could be a bunch of stuff. So anyway, yeah, we are pumping away. For those who have been wondering where I've been, Again, I break and I apologize. There are a lot of emails I need to reply to and messages. I will do that. I promise. I do promise you that. However, I'm on so much social, it's so hard to answer everybody, but I will do that. I promise. I have a caller here. I'm going to take them just to say, hey, they missed the show, but I'm going to say, hey, and say, thanks for calling in. Let's see what we got. Hi, welcome to the Blood Radio Show. Guess what? You missed the boat.
Oh, man.
I know. She'll be back on Wednesday, the 18th at 9:30, honey. What's your name?
Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. She'll be back on the 18th at 9:30, another Wednesday, next Wednesday. And if you want time, please go to her YouTube channel, Alex's Healing Tarot. She does tarot readings on YouTube, and a lot that the most I've seen so far, she does everything, but the ones I've seen is specific to your zodiac sign, and that's how I fell in love with her, because we're both Scorpios. So check her out there, or she's on Instagram at iam.alex.angel, and if you don't have time for that, give us a call next Wednesday, hon, and I'll try to remember your number. I'll write it down, and I'll try and take you first. How's that sound, Desmond?
No, that sounds good. Appreciate it.
Let me write your name. Hey, I'm going to write it down right now. Let me write down your name and number here, Desmond. And it's – bear with me. I can't talk and write at the same time. I'd like to be a miracle worker like Alex, but I'm not. Come on, here we go. Here's a pen. Give me a second. I don't want to share your number with everybody. Here we go. So listen, Desmond, if I see your number pop up next Wednesday, I'll try to take you right away since you missed the show.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, and take care. Have a good night and a great weekend, hon, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, I didn't want the phone to just keep ringing on, Desmond, so let him know. Alex will be here next week. All right, folks, thank you so much. It was great being back tonight. It's a little late for me, but it's okay. I hope it's not too late for you, and we're all going to adjust to the new time, and let's close the show with what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What can we end the show with? How about be kind? All right. Be kind, people. Come on. We can do this. Let's bring ourselves back. Be kind to each other. Take care. Alex, thank you. Alex Angel, thank you so much. Join us on the 18th for Alex again at 9:30. Take care, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.